Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Locatora Radio.
And bullshit. A radiophonic novella.
Locatora Radio, hosted by
Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to season 3 of Locatora Radio, por casteras peligrosas, because femme revenge has never sounded so sweet.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novella archiving the brilliance and legacies of women and femmes of color.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
And we are las mamis of myth and bullshit.
Las locatoras of Locatora Radio.
A radiophonic novella.
Which is just a really extra way of saying
a podcast. Last time on Locatora Radio, we interviewed poet and our homegirl, Jessica Salgado, in the making of Hermosa, her third poetry book.
Yes, the completion of her trilogy, starting with
Corazón, and then Tesoro, and now Hermosa.
Yes, I mean, some of the most iconic book covers, I think, ever.
Ever.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
And that was really fun. We had a great time. It's always so amazing to have Jessica in the studio. She's an actual homegirl. Like, she's the real deal.
Yeah.
And, like, she's brilliant. There's nothing not to love, you know?
Absolutely. And it was also so great because we are just all so busy that, you know, the homegirl time, like in the flesh, in real life, is scarce.
Yeah.
Usually we only get together on birthdays and mommy Christmas.
Literally.
And the mommyversary. It's like, you know, however many times a year that is. But anyway, so after we recorded, we went out and we had lunch and we had drinks and we got to like catch up and just spend the whole day together. It was really cute.
It was cute because we haven't had like a marathon hangout in a while. And that's that was like our deal was like marathon hangouts.
Yes.
All day into the night. Thing after thing after thing.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes. Occasionally Taco Tuesday. Like,
right,
it's fine.
Yes.
So that was cute. That was real cute. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. And we hope you enjoyed the interview. If you haven't tuned in yet, tune into Capitulo 70. It's Capitulo 70.
Good stuff. So.
So, We want to remind you all that we have some product sponsorships, some partnerships, starting with Bloomy. Use our code LOCATORA10 to get 10% off of your sexual health products. The Bloomy is a one-stop shop, Latina-owned marketplace for all of your hygiene and sexual wellness needs.
We love all of our Bloomy products. Everything they send us is amazing, especially the vibrators. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
We're amassing a collection into it.
Yes.
So that's the Bloomy. Support Latina-owned and curated.
Yes.
So our other partnership is with Vive Cosmetics. Everybody loves Vive. To get a 15% discount off your order, use our discount code LOCAMORES. That's for Vive Cosmetics.
Yes, and they just launched a really cute makeup bag that says Hola Beautiful, and it's really pretty. It's like turquoise and has their flowers that they use like with their logo, and it's really cute, and it looks for like the perfect like little like hoe kit / makeup bag.
Adorable.
Yes.
So check out Vive Cosmetics. Remember that we are an indie podcast. We don't have any angel investors. We don't have any corporate sponsorships. We're not supported by a major studio or really a studio of any kind.
Nope.
We record at a community radio station and we work full time. So if you would like to support us in the creation of Locatora Radio, you can always Venmo us at Locatora-Radio. Remember to like, subscribe, and comment on Apple Podcasts. Listen on Spotify and Audio Boom. Visit our website, locatoraradio.com, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at locatora_radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Also, in Locatora news, in Locatora press coverage,
girl,
we had the immense honor of being featured in the Oprah magazine.
Oprah. The Oprah.
She blessed us.
Oprah.
Yeah, we have the Oprah seal of approval, the cosign.
I am thrilled. I am beside myself. I am in disbelief. I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Also, let me just say that no shade to Forbes, but this is more exciting than Forbes. Oprah is way more exciting to me, in my personal opinion. I'm like, no, this is it.
Well, I think it's just two different lanes. One is business, obvi, and then Oprah is just like Oprah. It encompasses everything. Like, thinking about it, I was thinking about it yesterday because I was at the store and I was like, I'm going to buy myself flowers because we made it into Oprah magazine.
Yes.
And that's super cool.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about how my mom would watch Oprah, like her talk show, you know, on whatever channel that was on cable television. And it was amazing. And like, I watched that as a kid. I was like, Oprah was definitely a big part of like our household growing up, you know, I think for a lot of us too. So anyway, for that to like come back and then be featured was super dope. And you know, shout out to our homegirl Adriana, the designer of our logo.
Yep.
Because that's like one of the logos, one of three logos that are in, that's included in the banner for the article. So it's really nice to see our logo front and center.
Oh yeah, I mean, again, no tea, no shade to anyone, but I think our logo is the shit. Like, we have an amazing logo.
We do, yes.
It really is just gorgeous. So yeah, shout out Adriana and shout out Oprah.
Shout out
at
to
Oprah.
Yeah, at Oprah. Tag Oprah, y'all. Shout out to Oprah, and also shout out to the journalist Irina Gonzalez for featuring us alongside many amazing podcasts like In the Thick Show, Bitter Brown Femmes. I'm like drawing a blank now. It's because everyone, there's a lot of podcasts in there. Wait, Hold Up.
Yeah.
Latinx Therapy. Anyway, you can like, we will link
Look
the article.
At the listicle.
There's so many. There's so many amazing podcasts, some new podcasts as well that we hadn't seen before. So we're excited to check out those new ones. And yeah, so thank you again to the journalist for including us. It's also really exciting because a lot of the times there's been rare occasions where we've been interviewed for listicles, like for LA Mag we were. But we don't get a heads up. So we really just see it when it comes out.
Yeah.
And even then, like when we were in the Forbes listicle, like we didn't see that at all. We only saw it because Radio Menea shared it.
Yes.
You know, so sometimes things get like just go by and we don't even know that they happen.
Yeah. Usually people like have to tell us, oh, did you see this? You're
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
Which is chill. We appreciate everybody who like reaches out to us when they see us somewhere.
Yes.
So that's fun. We have more fun coming up on September 19th. We're really thrilled to announce that we're going to be hosting a really fun show at the LA Public Library, the Central Library, branch in downtown LA. So we are wrapping up our partnership with Made in LA as featured artists. As you know, we did a series of podcasting 101 workshops at LA Public Library branches throughout the city and county. So this is kind of like our culmination.
Yes.
This show.
We're really excited. I can't believe that we are going to have Sancha and Crisol.
Yes.
Not only to be able to chat with them, to interview them, but also to like see them perform in the flesh. They're both such amazing performers. And I'm like just so proud of us. Sin música no hay paraíso.
Yeah, it's going to be a cute ass show. An evening of music and conversation. Sancha is like, is unlike any other artist you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Sancha is truly an artiste. Mm-hmm. Like an extreme creative. And if you've never seen Sancha perform, you know, you need to come through. The show is free.
Yeah.
The
show is free. Literally just RSVP, show up. It's going to be a good old time. Maybe we'll have a little after party at a nearby bar or something.
I think we can make that happen. Yeah. We'll probably.
Something impromptu. Just like come with us, everybody.
Come through.
Yes.
Yeah. Come see Crisol, who's an incredible vocalist and mm-hmm. dancer.
And she's
love
just
her.
Like, not that she's just getting started, but she's just like, her career is like, she's climbing right now,
you know?
So it's like, and that's what I love about Locatora Radio is that we get to like snag the artists when they're like climbing. And then it's like, they were here first.
It's true.
On Locatora Radio.
It's true.
Like Vanessa Romo is one.
Yes, bitch. Jessica.
A lot of them.
A lot. There's so many. I can't even.
I'm like trying to think. I'm like, oh my God, so many.
I mean.
But all doing amazing things.
Andrea is a. Very influential in the accessibility world and community.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're drawing blanks here, but you know.
Loba Loca.
Loba, exactly.
So many. I'm just like, we've interviewed so many amazing, brilliant people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the work continues. That's the archiving part of it.
Yes, it
archiving
is.
Archiving the brilliance.
Yep.
This is how it works.
This is how it works.
So that's cute. September 19th starts at 7 p.m. We have some fun stories to share.
We do have some fun stories. Before we get to that, I was just looking at our Instagram.
Yes.
And we hit 20K.
Bitch, finally, right now?
Yes, we hit 20K right
fucking
now.
Fucking finally.
Girl.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
We've been looking forward to this milestone for a long time.
Yes, the 20K.
It's like, it's not the biggest account. It's not the biggest, you know, but... It's really, for us, hefty.
It's been an organic growth.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why. Because, like, if I were to step back and think of, like, where could we improve? I would say we could improve on our social media.
For
in
sure.
terms of, like, the amount of times that we post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quantity over quality. I think sometimes
basically.
We play that because, like, it's like, okay, well, we don't really have anything really good to post.
So we won't post anything.
So we won't post anything, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
You know, because it is IG and you have to like keep posting. So
yeah.
It's kind of annoying. But I would say that it's in spite of that, to get to the 20K is exciting, you know, and like we'll just continue growing and figuring out our strategy for social media.
Yeah. And shout out to our digital media intern, Alanis, who makes our visuals.
Our graphics, yeah.
Our graphics for the Instagram because they are beautiful.
They are popping. They're so beautiful.
She does a great job. She does great work.
Yes,
we
she
love
does.
The aesthetic that she has helped us to create.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
20K. We're rich, bitch. Finally.
Now, that can translate into some dollars.
That would be great. I would love that.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a new little segment that we're launching today called Locatora Lust Notes.
Lust Notes, baby. Lust Notes. We're so excited. We have stories. We have adventures.
We have some end of summer content that we would like to share.
Absolutely. We're closing out Hot Girl Summer basically with two bangs, and we'll explain what that means shortly. So what were you doing last night, Diosa?
Okay, so I will say that, you know, being in a committed relationship, the sex just gets better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With practice.
With practice, you know what the other likes, and you get to, like, try new things and, like, all that stuff. So that's really great. And we, like, have been so busy the past month. I feel like we haven't really had time to, like, take our time.
Real.
You know? So last night was definitely one of those moments or one of those nights where it's just like, okay, look, we have nothing. Like, we literally have nothing else to do. Like, we weren't like, we didn't even go out to dinner. Like, I literally just went over and we were just like together because we were both really tired from the week. So it's like, okay,
right.
This is the opportunity to just like do it, but do it really well.
Yes.
You know?
So good.
So yes. So it was amazing. I cannot share too many details because, you know.
You know.
My man is my man. And, you know, his coworkers be listening sometimes. You know, so I can't share too many details.
Oh my God. It's just so funny because all our coworkers are listening.
Right? I'm like, I can't share too much. But
I'm so upset.
Yes. So it was amazing. I was like telling Mala, I was like, yeah, girl, I was broken. Like, broken. Good. I was like, don't even talk to me about rounds. I was broken.
Good.
You know, it'd be like that sometimes. And I'm like, who, like,
that's a good session.
Yes. Who has the stamina for the multiple rounds? I don't anymore. Bitch. I'm just like one really intense good one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm like, put me to bed. Like, I'm done.
So I'm really happy for you. And what's so great is that we were both getting it good last night at the same time.
Yes!
Probably.
Like, yes, definitely.
Diosa and I were just, you know, we were getting it concurrently and we didn't even know it.
We didn't even know it.
How insane.
We texted each other in the morning and we're like, okay, so this is what happened.
This is what happened.
Okay, so tell me what happened. Ooh, last night, Mala.
I'm so excited to finally have a fucking host story to share.
Thank God. You know, I wanted to ask you, maybe,
yes.
Okay, I can edit this out if you don't want anyone to know. Did you have any hookups when you were in Europe?
No.
Okay, I was curious about that.
Not.
I meant to ask you.
Part of it was like, I mean, yes, safety first, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
But, you know, my sister and my friends, you know, they're very, they wanted us all to get home safely and not get trafficked,
which is reasonable.
Important. They were like, Mala. they were like, bitch, you are coming home with us every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, every night? They're like, yes. You
did
are
they tell
not,
you this before you went on the trip?
Uh-huh.
Of course they did.
Before we even got to the airport, they were like, you are coming home with us every night. I was like, fine, I guess. So no, I didn't hook up with anybody.
Okay, so you're back in LA.
Oh, so I'm back in LA.
And you have a story for us.
It's been a dry spell, bitch. And finally, I got, you know, some fucking relief yesterday. So I go to the Cumbiathon, at the music center, Cumbiathon,
mm-hmm,
Grand Park. So obviously shout out DJ Zuri, shout out DJ Sizzle Fantastic, amazing night. We end up at a different location,
right?
And then I like meet someone and obviously I'm like, let's fucking go,
right?
Let's do this. So we go home together and then he says to me as we're getting started, I put on some Steven Universe,
of
you know,
course,
to just like set the mood.
The mood is Steven Universe.
The tone is Steven Universe. He was like, oh my God, I love this show.
Of course.
It was great. And so then he tells me, he's like, I'm going to fuck you all night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, men
they
be talking.
Say that. They're so stupid.
Men be talking and I don't
listen.
They
can't listen. Last that long.
Right. I'm like, uh-huh, okay, uh-huh. Bitch, this man. Oh my God. Talk about rounds. Like, his refractory period was so short.
And that's usually not common for men.
It's not
women
common.
Women have like the higher.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, bitch, it's 6 a.m. And he's like, do you have another condom? I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, bitch, no, go home.
I'm like, actually, yes, I have a lot more condoms, but how is this still happening? How is your dick still hard?
Right.
It never got soft, bitch. Like, even after, you know, ejaculation, this is lots of details, but I'm just like marveling.
Right.
I honestly, it was like a miracle of nature that I have never witnessed before. So it was a lot of fun. He was super chill. Fucking finally got my back broken.
Yes, girl, get your back blown out, honestly.
Finally. So that's my story.
Good.
And
so how was it when he left this morning?
Oh, bitch. Okay, because you know my house is like very hectic.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on at my house.
At all times.
So there's a very short window of time in the mornings when I can sneak people in and out of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandma wakes up like at 4 a.m. to water all the plants.
Right.
And then she goes back inside for her like mid-morning nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom is going to like get up at some point and start fussing all over the yard and like bothering everybody. She does lots of things. So she's going to start running around and like, I don't know, laying down cement or some shit. So then that's my mom. And then my grandpa, when he decides to come outside, he sits in the backyard in his wheelchair with his fly swatter and his Bible and just camps out. And then all the dogs and Papas is going to bark his ass off.
Yep.
So there's like several layers of obstacles that this person has to get through before he can go home.
Without
Without being seen. And I'm not going to walk his ass down. No. I'm like, okay, bye. And then I lock myself in the apartment and just hope, I just hope he makes it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was this morning. And you know what? Once again, I successfully got in and got out and it was great.
Yes. That's how I feel when I like have to sneak back into my house. There's like a small window of opportunity before my dad is like showering and like making coffee for everyone and like doing all those things, like just home morning things, you know, the morning routine. And I have to like sneak back in and into my room and like put on PJs as if I'm just like, oh, I'm just waking up. Papi, me sirves un poquito de café. You know what I mean? Like really trying to play it off like I spent the whole night there.
I love it.
And the worst part is when he's already in the kitchen and I'm opening the door and he goes, uh-huh, buenas noches.
Oh no, exposed.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know where I'm at.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not like I'm like ando de vaga, which is whatever if I was, fine, as long as I get home safely. But I'm just like, don't play, you know where I'm at.
Exactly. Oh my god, that's so effing funny.
I know,
bitch, if I'm 30 years old still doing this song and dance, I'm gonna be so angry.
No, you won't be. You won't be.
I will,
girl.
Not be.
No, I'm, you won't be.
Oh, bitch, no, it's too much. The thing though is I really actually do like the adrenaline rush. It's actually a lot of fun. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get this man out of here. What the fuck? How am I going to get him out?
Okay. Also, we were supposed to meet at 10 a.m. today and that happen.
It didn't happen.
But Mala was texting me at 9. She was like, oh, this man is still at my house. And I'm like, bitch, how would we have met at 10 anyway? If this man is still at your house, I know you're not ready. You haven't even showered.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready at all. I needed the time. Thank you.
Yes, it's fine. I needed it as well. And I go home to find the pipe are being worked on and there's no water in my house.
Fuck.
And I was like, okay, it's recording day. A bitch has got to get ready.
Yeah.
Like full ready.
You're like, I have to get all these rounds off of
me. Yeah, literally. Literally. Hello.
Screaming.
I know. Thankfully, my prima lives down the street and I was like, hi. Tengo que pedirte un favor.
Love it.
Can I go shower?
That's really convenient.
It's so convenient.
It's really convenient.
Thank goddess.
Oh my God, wait. And then there was a moment where like I gave him my Bloomy vibrator, the palm, and he was like, what is this thing? It's so powerful.
Oh my God. Tell me why. That's hilarious. Tell me why I packed my Bloomy lube and the handheld vibrator, the fin, and how I packed that with me last night. It didn't get used.
But it was there.
It was there. And it didn't get used. Not for not wanting to. I was just like, oh, okay. Mm. This is what we're doing. Cool.
Yeah. You didn't need it.
I didn't need to grab any extra little sum.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good time.
Yes.
So yeah, that's our, hot girl summer. We did it.
We did it.
I'm proud.
Thank goddess. It's been like a mix of different feels all summer. So I'm glad we were able to end summer with the two bangs.
With the two bangs. I'm here for it.
Alrighty. So I think we're coming to a close.
Yeah.
We wanted to We wanted to record this mini episode for y'all because we wanted to announce that we're going to go on a small break.
Yep.
So we have a couple of events coming up in September that we need to get ready for. We have some content that we're recording that we cannot discuss yet. But we have some stuff in the works, so we will be back probably around the end of September. So you have some catching up to do if you're behind on the capítulos, if you're up to date, no worries. We will be back very soon.
This has been Locatora Radio.
Besitos.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi everyone, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.